Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Data Visualization Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, BI Tools and Techniques in the Business Intelligence for Team Leads course. In this lesson, we'll explore best practices for data visualization, common visualization types and their uses, and understanding audience needs for effective visuals. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create effective visualizations that communicate data insights clearly and cater to your audience's needs. Main content: best practices for data visualization. Creating effective data visualizations is an art that balances clarity and aesthetics. Understanding some best practices can significantly enhance the effectiveness of your visualizations. Keep it simple. Avoid cluttering your visualizations with excessive details. Focus on the key message you want to convey. For example, if you are displaying sales data, highlight only the essential figures rather than overloading the viewer with every single data point. Choose the right type of visualization. Not all data is suited for the same type of visualization. For instance, line charts are excellent for showing trends over time, while bar charts are better for comparing quantities. By selecting an appropriate type, you ensure that your data is presented in the clearest manner possible. Use colors wisely. Color can help differentiate data points but can also create confusion if overused. Stick to a limited color palette and ensure that your color choices are accessible to those with color vision deficiencies. For instance, using a combination of blue and orange can create a striking contrast while remaining clear. Label effectively. Ensure that your visualizations are appropriately labeled. Titles, axis labels, and legends should be clear and concise. For example, instead of just stating sales, consider labeling it monthly sales in USD. This additional context helps viewers understand the data without confusion. Common visualization types and their uses. Understanding the various types of visualizations available and when to use them is crucial for effective data communication. Here are some common types: bar charts. These are ideal for comparing quantities across different categories. For example, if you want to compare sales figures for different products, a bar chart allows you to visually assess which products are performing better. Line graphs. Use line graphs to display data trends over time. For instance, if you are tracking website traffic, a line graph can show how your visits have increased or decreased over the months. Pie charts. These are useful for displaying proportions and percentages. If you want to show the market share of different competitors in your industry, a pie chart can visualize how the segments relate to the whole. Scatter plots. These are effective for showing relationships between two variables. For example, if you're analyzing customer satisfaction against the number of support tickets submitted, a scatter plot can reveal any correlation. Each visualization type serves a distinct purpose, and knowing when to use each can enhance the clarity of your data presentations. Understanding audience needs for effective visuals. Effective data visualization is not just about presenting data, it's about knowing your audience and their needs. To create visuals that resonate with your viewers, consider the following. Identify the audience. Different audiences may require different levels of detail. For example, a technical team may appreciate more granular data, while a non-technical audience might prefer high-level insights. Tailoring your visuals to your audience's expertise can improve understanding. Consider the context. The setting in which the data will be viewed can influence how you design your visualization. If your audience is likely to view your data on mobile devices, ensure your visuals are scalable and legible on smaller screens. Tell a story. Data visualizations should tell a story. Think about the narrative you want to convey with your data. For example, if you are tracking progress towards a sales goal, include milestones in your visualizations that indicate key achievements. Solicit feedback. After creating your visuals, seek feedback from your intended audience. This practice can help you refine your work and ensure that your visuals communicate effectively. Use annotations. Annotations can provide additional context or explain specific data points within the visualization. For example, if a sudden spike in sales occurred due to a marketing campaign, an annotation could clarify that point for the viewer. Iterate based on feedback. Once you gather feedback, be prepared to make adjustments to your visuals. Continuous improvement ensures that your data presentations remain engaging and informative. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered essential data visualization techniques, including best practices, common types of visualizations, and the importance of understanding audience needs. By implementing these strategies, you will be better equipped to create visualizations that clearly communicate data insights and align with the expectations of your audience. Reflection questions: how can you simplify a complex dataset into a more effective visualization? Which type of visualization would you choose to communicate a specific business insight, and why? What steps will you take to ensure your audience's needs are met when presenting data visualizations?